The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. And I'm glad you're tuning in here to 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, your questions and answers. Yes. But before we get to the questions and answer part of each week, we kind of want to recap the week. Not just the numbers. You know, we really don't know what's going on out there. Just like a reporter on a sideline of a football game, like Pam Oliver, putting a microphone in front of coaches and the sideline. And what's happening, that's what we attempt to do here every Sunday morning. Break down what happened to the markets. Of course, we come into this Monday morning with a big plunge. Dow at one point was down over 900 points, closed minus 720. Though I just said we're not going to talk numbers, but we had to talk about numbers a little bit to know that Monday was a really, 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 really bad day with variant concerns over the weekend. Unfortunately, we're hearing areas like UK locking down, Japan declaring the state emergency, the Olympics not having fans, so forth and so on. So it's been really just awful, the news that's going on. But yet, this market's been like, again, we call it the Energizer Bunny market, still going. But after Monday's big 720-point drop, we bounced back quite a bit Tuesday and Wednesday in what I call a bungee jump type of market. Snap right back. Now, that's really kind of interesting considering usually when we go down sharply like that, especially with that particular news item, we usually struggle throughout the remainder of the week. But it just shows how much money there's still on the sideline that has to get put to use. I mean, look, a lot of people are still negative about the market. That's institutions, individuals alike. And with earnings coming out, well, guess what? That's what turned the tide. We've had better than expected earnings so far for the second quarter, which ended June 30th. So that's all good news. And by the way, at the end of the day, we'll talk about this with a question, but a lot of the market comes down to where interest rates are and where earnings are, where earnings guidance would be. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But for the market, you know, this past week, it just shows how quickly things can change. Monday, if you thought, wow, it looks like the end of the world, Tuesday comes snapping back. And it shows also it's very difficult to time the market. But that was a very big bungee jump this week. We haven't had quite a volatility like this in quite some time. But it shows, you know, how things can happen. But so when it comes down to earnings and interest rates, let's kind of jump in about that. Companies that have strong earnings and reporting strong earnings and reporting guidance being going forward very positively, that's really good for the company. If companies have better earnings, there's a lot they can do with those earnings. They can actually increase dividends. They can actually reinvest and buy their own shares. Buybacks are very popular. They can reinvest in their own business. They can buy the competitors. A lot of good things can happen when you have really good earnings. And sometimes all three or four of those things, maybe they can do all of them. Buy back stock, raise a dividend, do all these great things for shareholders. And that's really kind of cool, by the way, being a shareholder. You don't have to show up to work for these companies. You can invest and be a part owner, again, maybe small part owner of it, of the success of the companies. Then that's these, and when you get to think like that, it's not just about a stock number and a stock number. It's really you're investing into part of a company's success, and hopefully like the fundamentals with everything that's going on with that. So I think it's kind of interesting when you think about what happened this past week. We went straight down to the variant again, and that's still a boomerang. It's still hanging around. Didn't go away, obviously. We see the numbers, unfortunately, increasing. Let's keep an eye on that. But to see that earnings, how important earnings are, to see companies, again, I'm not recommending you buy these companies, but we heard decent earnings report from IBM, which is, again, very popular here in Hudson Valley. Of course, we heard from AT&T this week. We heard from Twitter. We heard from Live. Next week are the biggies. We're going to hear from Apple and Amazon and Microsoft, I believe, you know, the big tech companies. So it should be very interesting. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS to Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Glad you're tuning in here to 100.7 WHUD. And course, today's topic is questions and answers, but we're still trying to figure out what happened this past week. And I think two things happened. We went straight down because of the variant over the weekend on Monday. That Monday plunge came back strong, you know, throughout the week. And actually, the week ended the week higher, which is pretty amazing considering start off on a really negative note. What's interesting about this market, though, is that interest rates are still very low. I said, earnings are really important. Again, companies have good earnings. A lot of good things can happen. But you have to overlay that with interest rates. Let's say the 10-year Treasury was yielding 9%. How much money would you really want to put into the stock market if you can get 9% guaranteed by the U.S. Treasury? Probably very little. But guess what? The 10-year Treasury is under 1.3%. It's actually 1.25%. Think about that. Buy a bond for 10 years from the U.S. Treasury and get a return of 1.25%. That's crazy, okay? But that's why not just individuals, but these big institutions that move money around and swish money around, they too also try to make X amount of money for their pension holders, let's say. And in this case, though, think about it. 1.3% or 1.25% for 10 years. Then you say to yourself, well, I might as well put money into something else that's going to pay more than 1.25 or 1.30. I'm going to put something maybe into stocks that pay higher dividends. Some companies pay a lot higher dividends than that. So I think if you kind of break it all down for what happened this past week, we had the bungee, we had the variant still out there. We have to be on our watching this very closely. I hope it doesn't impact as much because of vaccination efforts, a lot different than where we were last time this year. Earnings are going well so far, and that's really important. And at the end of the day, interest rates are still held very low. And that's a very positive ingredient, or multiple ingredients here, for a decent market. So let's jump into a first question of today's topic, questions and answers. Where do you think the market will be 10 years from now? You answer that one. Okay. Well, I hope higher. I mean, that's what we all hope. And by the way, if you think of like real estate over time or many years, you saw some properties or you sold a house so many years ago or one of your friends sold a condo. Now you look at it now. Typically, over time, things go up. Why? Inflation. Things cost more. The components of a house, the lumber of that house, you know, the plumbing, the electricity, all those things kind of over time go up in value. Doesn't mean you can't have short-term corrections. Companies over time grow their earnings over time. And as we mentioned before, right? Stronger earnings, better earnings, stock prices usually accompany that as well. So there's a lot of good things to be said about that, but we don't know that for sure. And after the break, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about the markets and how to play, because I think you should be looking at it through like a nighttime. You're driving with your headlights on. You can see what, I don't know, 40 yards in front of you, 60 yards in front of you. Let's not get caught up too much in 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Let's see what's right in front of us. But we'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. So glad you're tuning in here to 100.7 WHUD. And you just heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get you this book. So the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm. I know you can do it. Come on, here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Gosh, we cover areas of taxes, retirement, planning, projections, earnings, markets. It's all in that book for free. 845-371-0101. 1-800-800-8801. It sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99, but we're going to do it for free this morning. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Of course, find us here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on WHUD 100.7. And of course, up next is Casey's show, the happiness show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to make you healthy, wealthy. Healthy, wealthy, wise hour, I called it. And of course, every weekday morning, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, after the traffic around 8:25 a.m., I give you the market report, Hudson Valley Index, everything that's happening in local business news, national business news, what the markets did. And we got you covered on the way home as well. Andy Bale show around 5:15. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know that southern accent. And the southern charm. He'll tell you what's going on with the Hudson Valley Index, Hudson Valley Market Report, right there for you as well. Take the break on Saturday and come back Sunday morning, present to you a GPS for your finances. For more information about what we do, including archived newsletters, archived podcasts, as well as my TV appearances, it's all there on MahoneyGPS.com. Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, kind of an Irish name, right? MahoneyGPS.com. And by the way, right when you're on the site, sign up for a newsletter. It's free. We'll keep you informed what's happening in the markets, earnings, interest rates, kind of a theme with today's questions and answers. And the theme you kind of get, say, and those newsletters gives you some really good advice about what's going on in the market and how you can take action. That's MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we're talking about one of the questions. What do you think the market would do 10 years from now? And I said, I don't know, okay? But over time, typically prices go up. And that means everything. Stock prices, real estate prices, food prices, you know, over time that happens. But I also mentioned right before the break that, you know, when you look at this market or you look at what's happening, don't get too far down the road. I kind of liken it to if you're driving at night, you have your headlights on, and what can you see in front of you? 30 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards. So, you know, look, let's keep our cycles kind of short. 3 months, 6 months, you know, next 3 months, 6 months, rates should still be subdued. Earnings should still be good. You know, we don't know 2 years down the road, or we don't know 2 miles down the road. We only can see what's in front of us. And I think you do a lot better that way, because I know a lot of people get caught up in this kind of, oh, in 10 years, in 20 years, you should have this and multiply by 9%. And yeah. Yes, I know the markets average about 7% per year. That's what the S&P 500 did. Again, that's historical, so we don't know it going forward. But we know the market is not friendly that way. It doesn't go 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, make life easy for all of us. It goes up 19.2, down 14.1, up 6%, up 21.2, down 14.4. You know, it's all over the place. So, you know, let's kind of keep this idea in front of us that while we're driving at night, that's what we can see in front of us. What we can see in front of us is what we're going to act on. And let's not get too cute, look too far down the road. So that answers the question, or at least most of the questions, of where will the market be 10 years down the road? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us here on WHUD 100.7. Today's topic, questions and answers. And from our website, MahoneyGPS.com, you can pose your question there, and most likely we can answer it on one of these given Sundays. Also, you can sign up for the newsletter, as I mentioned. Next question, when will we have a correction? A correction. A correction, by the way, is defined as a 10% move to the downside. I don't know. Okay. I wish I did. But look, I could say we're overdue for one. I mean, this year is kind of odd. I mean, I know we had that really ugly Monday, as I mentioned earlier, where the market was down 900 and some points and ended down 700 and some points. But that really wasn't a correction of the way we defined it. It was a bad day for sure. What's really interesting, people really freaked out on Twitter land about the market going down, and I was on Fox Business talking about the markets and all these different comments. At the end of the day, so far, year to date, and this is through the end of July now, we have a situation where the market's down. The worst case scenario was down about 4% in March and maybe about 3.5% during last Friday and this Monday's. So think about it, 3.5-4% is our biggest drawdown, our biggest correction we've had here in 2021. Now, this reminds me a little bit of 2017, where we had this kind of low volatility and the worst kind of drawdown we had is minus 4%. Now, 2020, you remember the big correction in March 2020 when the pandemic came out and spread around the world. That particular month, we came in the Dow Jones 29,000. We took a trip down to 18,000. As it turned out, March 23rd was the cycle low. We didn't know that at the time, but that's what it was. Looking back now, it lost 11,000 points, or about a third, a 35% It wasn't a correction, by the way. Once you get past 10% is a correction, 20% is a bear market. We went into a bear market very, very quickly and came out of a bear market very quickly. We went the quickest to setting records to a bear market. Oh, we did that about 8 trading days in March of last year. My point is that things can happen very quickly. But so far, even though we read the headlines, we see our accounts go down on some given days. At the end, what's unusual is we've gone so far through this year with only 2 small corrections. Historically, you could kind of think about 10% corrections, I would say once or twice a year or more, like we had last year. We had a doozy of one, or the year before that, and fourth quarter 2018, we almost went into a bear market. So, you know, corrections, bear markets, all these type of things. What it is odd so far this year, and thankfully, again, the biggest drawdown, they call it, or the biggest correction we've had is 4%. Another question for keep those questions going. I heard we'll lose 20% in August. What are your thoughts about that? There was a link there, a different commentator. I don't know. Look, we're overdue for some type of correction, but it doesn't help anybody putting these big things out there. Okay, so you can stay in cash and wait for this correction and the market setting records. I mean, beginning of the year, people said, stay away from the market. Don't put your money in the market. Okay, because the market's going to lose half its value. And so all these doomsayers were way off. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning and glad you're tuning in here to 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers. But before we get back to questions and answers, you just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want you to get that book for free this morning. It's a semi-autobiography. My father, a local 38, unfortunately passed a few years ago now, but he had a pension. He had an annuity. He had health care, dental, vision. He had it all, basically, and we don't have that now. Many of us don't. So I kind of wrote a book or not around the idea of what can we do, you know, through chapter by chapter to try to kind of regain our father's retirement, not your father's retirement, you know, to put money into a 401k plan, a 403b plan, how best to allocate that, how else you can do, try to get back what our fathers or mothers and grandparents had as far as pensions. What can we do to try to replace that? How can we improve upon that? That's all in the book. And the first 20 callers will get that book for free. That's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Topics like today's question and answers, but we also have topics such as taxes, retirement planning, markets, corrections. All those things are in those chapters and are for free for the first 20 callers. 845-371-0101. I'll give that phone number out one more time because it sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you. You can get it. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Today's topic, questions and answers. And of course, every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., you'll find me here. And up next is Casey, the Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., every Sunday morning, I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? And of course, every weekday morning, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after traffic on the famous Mike and Casey show, we'll give you the market report. I'll give you the market report for that matter. I'll tell you about what's happening at Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what happened overnight, Hudson Valley Index, Hudson Valley News. It's all right there around 8:25 each each weekday morning. Then, of course, around 5:15 on the Andy Bell Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, you know, his southern accent, he'll tell you what happened in the market that day, what happened to local stocks, local business news. So we got you covered right there. And for more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. There you can sign up for a free newsletter. It comes out every Tuesday evening. I write it myself. We talk about what's happening in the markets, what's going on with the Fed, what's going on with inflation, what's going on with China. You name it all, it's all right there. MahoneyGPS.com also has prior radio shows, kind of a podcast archive, my TV segments for the week, as well as our newsletters archived all right there at MahoneyGPS.com. So right before the break, we talked about corrections and are we overdue for a correction? Probably, but it's harder to do that. But, you know, then it transitioned into, wow, you know, we, you know, beginning of the year, we heard the market's going to get cut in half, or the sum of the market's going to lose 20%. Sell may go away. You know, all these kind of ideas are floating out there, but none of them really help you because it's hard to time the market. The only thing you do is probably mistime the market and get spooked out. It's kind of not time the market, it's marking time in the market. Kind of a little cliche, but still, it's not. Again, like I said, it's not timing the market. It's having spent time in the market, getting those dividends, reinvesting those dividends, adding to your investments. You know, keep plugging away and stay away from the doomsayers that keep saying, oh, the market's going to lose half its value. You know, the opportunity cost on that is very high. What is the opportunity cost? Let's say you had $10,000 and you sat there in cash and here we are. Geez, the market's done pretty well. It could be worth maybe $11,000 or $12,000 for that matter if you kind of stayed put. But if you listen to the doomsayer and say, okay, we're going to have this big nasty correction, you're going to lose all your money, and you acted on that or not acted on it and stayed in cash, well, the opportunity cost is quite a bit of money sitting in cash, not making any money, while the market's done this kind of Energizer Bunny market. So again, I'm not going to give you predictions about the market, but we do have this Energizer Bunny market still going, and you're sitting on the sideline because some market strategist said we're going to lose half the value in the summer of 2021. Okay. I mean, I give this all the time, when, especially when I do the TV appearances. You know, the host is always saying, I heard this and the market may go down. And yeah, I've been hearing that for a long time. Historically, markets go up over time. Yes, you could always take some money off the table incrementally. If you think the market's too high, maybe take 20% off the table or 10% off the table. Give you some dry powder so when the market goes down, you can do something about it. But as far as time the market, that's a very difficult thing to do. Even those forecasters who've had good track records, it's still a very difficult thing to do. The market's very dynamic. It looks 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road. It pivots very quickly. It moves very quickly. And to try to time the market, not a very good thing to do. What is the volatility index? Is another question of our question and answer topic today. What is that? Well, it's the volatility index right now is around 20. What does that mean? It means it's kind of fairly balanced. Sometimes the volatility index gets down to 12 or 13, where one could say it's kind of complacent, not expecting a lot of volatility. That's what volatility index is said to be low. The VIX symbol, VIX, Chicago volatility. When that starts raising its ugly head, by the way, last March it went to 40, 60, 80. It was a lot of fear in the marketplace. Investors were kind of clinging and trying to buy different protections, kind of best way of saying it. Okay, it's something that you should have on your radar. It's hard to explain in a show like this, but the volatility index. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Questions and answers. Next question up, should I be buying cruise and airlines? So I don't know you specifically. I have to be careful with disclaimers. I can't really tell you what to buy or not to sell, but I'd be really careful around that. If this variant comes back like a boomerang, God forbid, and we start canceling our flights and travel, I think, again, if you look back from March of last year to where we are now, and the markets bounced back quite a bit, and these airlines pretty much quadrupled since then, and you know what I'm getting at. Things, you know, if you bought it way back then, that was probably a pretty good time. But now that many of these type of airlines and cruises and, you know, those associated have already doubled, triple, quadrupled, I'm not sure what the value is, but I'm also concerned that those areas, I mean, the areas that have been leading our market lately have been the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Apple. Again, we're not telling you to buy those. Technology's been leading. A lot of money has been going into technology because of the pandemic. A lot of growth in these areas. I mean, if you contrast that to, let's say, airlines and cruises, you kind of get my drift. Well, no, time goes by way too fast. We have more questions. We'll probably answer some of those next week and have a really interesting topic for you. But until then, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.